Hello, good morning. This is Alisa from Family First. I was not able to reach out the person that is in charge of the payment, but you can do the questions regarding the pay.
I'm sorry, Alisa. You were breaking up. Can you repeat that? Because I lost you. The call dropped, and I'm trying to get back on. What did you say?
That the person is not available right now, but you can discuss with me the payment issues or the payment questions that you have.
Oh, did I miss any days during this week, Alisa? I took my days off again.
No, so far I just checked your pay stub, and it's okay. You are paid 12 hours per day, and on the weekend 16, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah, so the payment should be going for 161 with 8 cents.
So the payments were 1455. What was that for? Because it was 3 weeks in a row.
For which day? Because tomorrow you're gonna get paid that amount, 161 with 80 cents.
No, I understand. I just looked at the pay stub. But what I'm asking is why the difference? Why for the past like 3 weeks I was getting 14.55 and stuff like that?
Okay, yeah, because as I explained you, the clock-ins and clock-out produce overlapping, which means that according to the system, you are being in at the same time with another caregiver. So one of you has to be paid those hours. If the person that is doing overlapping, that time is going to be taken off. That's why it was the issue. But if you, because I see that your window time is very short, like one ends and another one starts, always try to take care of that to avoid the overlapping. That is what was causing the reduction situations.
Okay, last question. I sent you a text this morning. Is that number directly to you, or am I just texting like a virtual number that nobody knows? Just out of curiosity, so I know that you are not getting it.
Last time that I have a message from you was a week ago, was last Friday. Probably the person that you are sending the text message is Valeria. That is admissions, probably. Let me check.
No, it's 551-7403. That's you, right?
No, mine is 267-551-7439.
Okay. 7439. Okay. So I texted you, and obviously you didn't get it because I texted the wrong person, so I apologize for that. But I'm wondering, I messed up my time this week. I accidentally I messed it up one day, and then I got my days confused because now I'm clocking in for the 12th. But I'm like, no, you dummy, you were supposed to clock out for the 12th, but in the morning. I got myself confused.
Yes, actually, I was seeing that right now. What you can do is send a time sheet. And always, some caregivers put an alarm so they don't forget or they have confusion of clocking in and clocking out. I can fix it, but you have to submit the timesheet, okay?
So you need for the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th just to cover all 3 days, just to be sure?
You can send the timesheet for the 10th and 11th, yes.
Because then this morning, I think it includes today too. Are you able to see today?
Today you clock. Just give me a second while I open here. I can see it. This morning you clock it out. And it was good, but I think it's missing the clock in for the
last night.
Yeah.
So I should probably just include the 12th.
Yeah, do the timesheet so I'm able to fix it before payroll on Monday.
Okay, I'll do the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. Sorry about that.
No problem.
And thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.